There's a new official trailer for Inside Out 2, so today we're going to break it down, analyze it, theorize about what could be coming. So without further ado, let's jump back into Riley's mind. Now the trailer begins with Joy commentating over one of Riley's hockey games, and we're getting to be reintroduced to all the emotions we know and love from Headquarters. Anger, fear, disgust, and sadness are all helping out in their own ways, but I think one of the most interesting things that we're introduced to is Joy's headset. You see, this reminds me of an early concept from the original movie. Pete Docter talked about having microphones on the console in the mind. The idea was that the emotions would communicate directly to Riley. They would actually be the voices in her head, and they could talk directly to her and suggest things, but she would be the final executor on what she wanted to do. Now, while I think Joy's mic in the trailer is probably just for her to be a hockey announcer for all the mine workers, who knows? We've seen the filmmakers add more emotions to Headquarters, and they brought back construction in the mind in a big way. All things that were deleted from the original concept of Inside Out, so maybe in the sequel, Joy and the rest of the emotions will be able to have a direct connection to Riley. We're then shown again that Riley is turning 13, she's becoming a teenager, and there's a lot of awkward realities that come about with that age. Like, we're shown that she has braces and rubber bands on her braces, and that's something I definitely remember. When I was a little kid, I really wanted to have braces, but once you have them, it sure isn't as fun as you believe them to be. And one way we're shown that she's becoming a fun, goofy teenage girl is through the fact that on her wall in her bedroom, she has a Four Town poster. Now, of course, Turning Red took place in the early 2000s, whereas Inside Out 2 is presumably happening around the same time as us. So she's decades separated from Mei Ling Lee, but it's nice to see that the Four Town music is everlasting and carries on into multiple generations. It is truly heartfelt and amazing music. And presumably, this also indicates that there's magical transforming girls that become red pandas in Riley's world, but I'm sure that's not really a main focus in her life. She's got enough things going on in her teenage years, especially since there are new emotions showing up in her mind. And now we get to see all of them. There's anxiety, of course. We got to see her in the original teaser, but now there's envy, a little cute girl who's trying to always look at and try to find all of the things that she wants to integrate into her own life. Then there's ennui, who's laid down on the couch. It seems like every image we see of them, they're sprawled out and just looking at a phone or laying around. They're meant to represent boredom and disinterest and disengagement from the world. And finally, there's embarrassment. And it was really cute to see sadness immediately be inclined to go towards embarrassment. And I think that's something that will be really cool to see, is all of the interactions between the core five emotions and all of these new emotions that are showing up. There's clearly similarities between some of these differing emotions, and it seems like sadness and embarrassment are a good match. But something else to point out in these scenes is that there's something new near the core memories. There's this new pedestal that seems to have this glowing orb around it. It kind of looks like an atom with swirling valence electrons going around it. Well, I think this device is connected to a new land we see later on. It all connects to this idea that Headquarters is changing, Riley's mind is changing. There's a big idea from the original film that was kind of stripped away in a little bit its significance, but the idea of construction, that Riley's mind is something that's ever changing and evolving, and that there's constantly things that are being torn down and built back up. Presumably, this is a part of that kind of expansion. Next, we go out of Riley's mind into her real world at an ice arena. It seems that she's going to a hockey camp and is forced to deal with some changing dynamics. Now that she's going to high school, she's being forced to choose new groups to interact with. There's her established friend group that she's become familiar with, but there's also the allure of these new girls They're older, more established, seem to be more popular, quote unquote, potentially. And so Riley is drawn to them as they reach out to her. And Anxiety seems to fully back this idea. Anxiety seems to be optimizing for self-preservation of Riley over everything. She's attempting to make moves to keep Riley's social situation safe as she moves into high school. It's a terrible feeling to want to change yourself, to attempt to appeal to other people around you. I remember the days of high school where I was trying to act cool and trying to be strong and tough and trying to be smart by pursuing math and science. But in reality, it's self-deteriorating. But while Anxiety is trying to solidify these new friendships, Joy appears to be a main cause for that going wrong. Joy has been at the heart of Riley her entire life. She was the original emotion that showed up into headquarters and has been the driving force for leading connection between people. Of course, Joy realized that sadness and the other emotions allowed that to happen too, but Joy has always prioritized building those kind of relationships. But now it seems that the way that Joy wants to interact with the world might be something that creates a barrier between these other more ideal friends, at least from Anxiety's perspective. Now again, this reminds me of a deleted scene from the original movie. The deleted scenes from the Blu-ray release were particularly good at showcasing all of the storylines that were being developed for the original movie. There was a scene that showed Joy trying to connect with girls at Riley's new school in San Francisco, but all of her attempts to have fun and play and be more of a young girl were ignored by Riley. While all the suggestions by Fear to play it safe, act cool, and pretend to be nonchalant and not give any opinions was the thing that allowed Riley to initially create friendships. Eventually, as that story developed, Joy would feel like she was outdated, that she was told that she no longer was necessary for Riley. And at some point, Fear eventually pushes out Joy from headquarters. He actively tried to keep Joy away from Riley because he was convinced that Joy was bad for Riley. And this seems to be what is going to happen in Inside Out 2. Oh, and by the way, if you like to look through all of the behind-the-scenes resources I've used to research Inside Out, I've linked them all in the description for you down below. We're told in the official description of Inside Out 2 that Anxiety isn't the type who will take a back seat. So Anxiety and the rest of the new emotions take over. They bottle them up and suppress them somewhere deep in Riley's subconscious. And Anxiety orders the mine workers to execute Operation New Riley. So it seems that Anxiety is going to attempt to completely reshape Riley so that she can fit in better. And what's kind of cool is that we're shown all of these like little cubicles for all of the mine workers that are made up of all these playing cards with Riley on them. And they're working at desks that resemble classic Disney traditional animation desks. I think that's a really fun way to connect this film to animation of old and the history of the medium. But I think Anxiety's plans are going to backfire in a big way, and it seems like we're already shown that. Riley seems to be exhausted, beat down, extremely stressed, and that obviously makes sense. Anxiety is running her brain. But then we're shown this expansive new land. There's all of these glowing string lights connected to memories. And honestly, what it reminded me of was Avatar. Now, according to Pixar's website, this is Riley's belief system. This area in the mind is Riley's sense of self and is made up of all of her beliefs, each of which can be heard with the pluck of a string. And in this moment, Sadness and Joy will be delivering key memories to this formative land. Now, the new pedestal we saw in Riley's headquarters, I think, is connected to this state of belief. Maybe the emotions now have access to this kind of world. Maybe that's why it's finally being explored and discussed. While the Islands of Personality might be a distillation of what she really cares about in the world, I think her sense of self might explain why she cares about those specific things. Now that the emotions are becoming more complex, maybe they're able to access new parts of Riley's mind. And hopefully over time, that means that Riley will be able to have a deeper understanding of
herself.
While Anxiety will be attempting to make Riley into someone else, Joy is going to have to fight off Anxiety, retake headquarters, and attempt to restore Riley to her core beliefs and who she truly is. But now I'd like to pass the conversation over to you. What did you think of the official trailer for Inside Out 2? Let me know down in the comments, and whether you're a new viewer or you're a returning viewer, make sure to subscribe to be able to stay up to date with all the Inside Out 2 videos that I'll be making in the coming months. And if you'd like to see my reaction to this trailer, consider clicking the join button and becoming a member to gain access to that exclusive video. And finally, I'm Isaac Carlson. Thanks for watching, and have a magical day.